Blog Talk Radio.
Wake up, everybody, no more sleeping in bed. No more back to thinking, time for thinking ahead. The world has changed so very much from what it used to be. There's so much hatred, war and poverty. Oh, wake up, all the teachers, time to teach a new way. Maybe then they'll listen to what you have to say. They're the ones who's coming up, and the world is in their hands. When you teach the children, teach them the very best you can. We just let it be. Na 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 na. The world won't get no better. We gotta change it, girl. Just you and me.
Break it up with Linda Mitchell.
Ah, you said it, girl.
Jimmy
Cash. Yeah.
The land. We educate, communicate, and collaborate.
We
give, showing others how to live.
We care, share, we love all through the land.
Hello, hello, hello out there. Waking up with Linda McShann. It is Telly Tuesday, and I hope you had a remarkable day today. And if you didn't, guess what? You will have one tomorrow. Hey, the vaccines have been cleared. Let's see what has happened. Let's see what the results are going to be now. Those who were waiting, they're here. Let me see what you're going to do, okay? And you know, we're still in the month of August, and every host on this show is an August-born person, so the Leos are celebrating. Leos celebrate the entire month of August, so if you had a person that you forgot to wish them happy birthday, we take the belated ones, too, because we go the entire month. It's really not a rush on that. And I just want to share with you, you know, the summer is out here, it's hot, you don't feel like cooking. And for all of those who love chicken wings, try America's Famous Wings. They're located at 5920 Santa Monica Boulevard in Los Angeles. The telephone number is 323-498-0036. And when I tell you, they have a phenomenal menu, different things going on, the food is fresh, the place is clean. Give them a call, America's Famous Wings. Telephone number again is 323-498-0036. We have Miss Stephanie Yanks coming on with us. You know, she is the author of The Healing of the Wound, and the second book she is writing is The Healing of a Man's Heart. She'll be talking about relationships, and tonight I think she's going to talk to us about why men look for women like their mothers. But before we do this, I just want to tell you this from my end. The times when I have mostly intimately or intensively felt experienced the most reality of creation have been those times when I have thrown myself wholeheartedly into a task, when I have carried through with that task to the very, very end. At such time, I experience a dynamically expanded sense of self. I can almost actually hear the joy and the joyous yell of victory, insisting from the depths of my being. So that's why we here believe in the motto to continue to complete whatever you might start. I'm just going to play you a little of this, okay, because we're talking about these sons and these mothers and these relationships.
If this world were mine, I would place at your feet all that I own. You've been so good to me. If this world were mine, I'd give you the flower, the birds and the bees, and see your love beside me. That would be all I need. If this world were mine.
Yes, I played a little bit of that because that's what a mother feels about her child, and that's what the child feels from the mother. So when we have that nurturing from our moms, especially the men and the women too, we really look for that same throughout our entire lives. So on that note, we have Miss Stephanie Haynes on the line with us to share with us about these great relationships. And Stephanie, are you here to care and share with us this evening?
Yes, good evening, Miss Linda. How are you?
I'm wonderful, and you know I hear the joy in your voice, and I'd like to put it out here first. Thank you for coming on and caring and sharing with us. We get our pencils and pads ready, and we're ready for this great, good, informative, inspirational education that you're getting ready to give us today.
Yes, but good evening, listeners. So tonight's topic is going to be on why men choose women like their mothers or mother figures. All right, so relations with mothers or significant female figures influence how men relate to the women in their lives. During our formative years of early childhood, mothers or female role models teach us how women behave, what to expect from them, and how to respond to them. The nature of those relationships forms a later response to women. In healthy, nurturing relationships, we learn to respond in unwholesome ways. Unhealthy responses cause distress and dissatisfaction. Now, abusive experiences teach men to expect to be treated poorly. Men of all ages are raped, sexually assaulted, robbed, and subjected to aggressive and simple assault. Now, many tolerate poor treatment, hoping that if they hold out long enough, the negative behavior will stop. Now, excuse me, it is a system of low self-esteem. Men feel unworthy of love and stay in abusive situations, trying to make themselves more appealing. The prospect of not having a woman in their lives intimidates others, and they submit to mistreatment rather than go along. The eyes are the most telling. The distant, cheerless gaze penetrates beyond its immediate path without sparkles. Now, we're going to talk about seven reasons why men fall in love with a woman who looks or acts like their mom. So recent studies have shown that a man is more likely to fall in love with a woman who looks like their mother. Researchers suggested that male sexual preference was significantly determined by maternal influence from childhood. This means that any man who is more like his mother finds her attractive. The more common reason is that they use the best skin brightener, although this observation has only been made in different species. Researchers believe the same applies to humans. So, number one, so I hope you guys got your pencils and pens out. So the seven reasons why men are more likely to fall in love with a woman who looks like their mother. Number one, they're comfortable and they're familiar with this, with this particular, you know, woman. And the familiarity is one of the main reasons that makes people choose partners who are like their mother or their father. You know, she knows that by growing up familiar with certain types of people, you become attracted to them because you feel more comfortable in their presence, and irrespective of whether you like them or not. Savage, who is also the author of Breathing Room, Creating Space to Be a Couple, says that a man is more likely to fall in love with a woman who looks like his mother because he thinks he has known her for all his life. Number two, common physical and intellectual traits. This is some anecdotal events suggesting that your parents' intellectual and physical traits can significantly influence the person you pick as your partner. For instance, now in a study conducted in the Hungary, the facial feature of 52 families demonstrated a strong connection between the appearance of a man and their father-in-law, as well as those of women and their mother-in-laws. Now, in another study at the University of Iowa, the researcher discovered that high-achieving men were more likely to marry women with similar educational levels and careers that are the same as those of their mothers. Number three, correcting childhood abuse. Now, if you're a man with the abusive childhood, you might find yourself choosing mates who resemble your parents, not because of fond memory, but to amend for the unhappy childhood experience you face. According to Stephen Trace, the director of the Council for Relationship in Philadelphia, if you felt rejected and abandoned by your parents, your psyche may still want to retrieve the crime scene to resolve parental relationship in your marriage. Treat says that although it is not a good idea, most people think they will be capable of getting healed this way, but you may not be equipped any better than you were as a child. Because most of the time, when most individuals get, you know, during your childhood and being abused, and if you don't work on those traumas, you're going to carry it on to your relationship. And that's why, you know, there's men out there looking for mothers opposed to a mate, looking for their mother that they never have or they desire to have. And so they bring all that baggage along with them, and it causes the dis-ease in the relationship. Now, number four, now reclaiming the personal history. Now, a man who lost his mother at an early age is more likely to get in a relation with a woman who looks like her. You might feel like you miss a lot of hugs and kisses from your mom, and getting someone like her will help you reclaim your personality history. You are also more likely for traits that resemble your mom if you rarely met during your childhood. While there is no mistake in marrying someone who looks like your mom, Trace says, it can be helpful in reclaiming your personal history. Number five, evolution and natural selection. Now, evolution and natural selection has pre-programmed men to seek their parents originating from the same species as well as group. Now, as a young child, you were in close contact with your mother and thus woman who looks like her because the template of what you look for, someone dedicated and always available to meet your needs and demands. However, according to some psychiatrists, irrespective of how fathers dedicate and commit their lives in meeting the needs of their daughters, they don't leave the same imprint in their daughter's mate selection. Number six. Okay, the opiate complex. Now, although many psychologists have discarded the opiate complex theory, studies have shown that your relationship with your mom may play a significant role on how well you reconnect with women later in life. Now, according to the Michael Kimmel, a Sunni psychologist and author of the Garland, in reference to the William Pollack, PhD, a young man expert of Cambridge Health Alliance at Harvard University. He says that close and affectionate mother-son bond is based on a healthy romantic attachment. That means that the mother and the father had a romantic attachment and they loved each other. You know, I always say, you know, it starts in the womb how a child is developed. And if it's developed out of love, that child going to be born and come out loving. And but if a child is born with the mother caring, dealing with abuse and trauma, that child going to be traumatized. Mm-hmm. Now, number seven, men better understand emotions. Any man who has been brought up by his mother has sometimes seen her cry or laugh. He has for many years observed her physical, her mood change. Now, by realizing that mood changing or those mood swings, you know, they do exist, especially if you saw your mother going through menopause, right? Some women have mood swings, and they go through all kind of stuff. And there are some women don't go through anything, right? But a guy is more likely to choose a woman who resembles his mother or sisters, aren't most women similar to their moms. Now, although some mental health experts may argue otherwise, there is mounting evidence suggesting that men are more attracted to women who resemble their mom. This attraction can stem back to childhood memories about the bonds between the mother and the son. There is nothing wrong in marrying a woman who looks just like your mother, but it is not recommendable to get engaged with women from the same family. You can resist the urge and opt for a woman who's totally different from your mom in both looks and characters. All right, so do you have any questions, Ms. Linda?
No, I'm just looking. I was looking at that opiate relationship, you know, as far as relationships and that area. Can you go back to that? That was number six, and talk about that a little bit, because I was trying to jot down this stuff. But it was something about that opiates, how they seek out the women. What category is that? Number six.
Like number six, yeah, the opiates complex.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and what it said, that the study has shown that your relationship with your mom may play a significant role on how well you reconnect with women later in life.
Mm. Okay. Okay.
Okay.
That kind of like stuck with me because I always seek a mate that is that really likes his mom because I've had mates that didn't like their mom, and that's absolutely true. If a man doesn't like his mother, he's not gonna like women. Period.
And they're not gonna treat you well.
Oh,
they
yeah,
always
sir.
Say if you put a man that treats his mother well, he's gonna treat you with respect.
Right. Right. Yeah, so that one kind of stuck out because I've experienced that. So, you know, I like a man that loves his mama, okay? Some people say, oh, you're
yes.
just a mama's boy. I like mama's boys, okay? Love your mama. Let me get over and go visit
yes.
my mama. I have to see
yes.
my mama every Sunday. I have to take her this and that. I just love it because I know that
yes.
was a good relationship there. And then it also,
mm-hmm.
It's a bond that they have, and you have to be strong enough to understand that also, you know,
yes.
because in relationships that I've seen, I've heard about, I've been in some kind of those moms, with that type of bond with their son, they can be a bit overbearing too. And it takes
yeah,
a minute.
That's another side to that. It's another side to that. When it comes
okay.
to when you're talking about you love a mama's boy,
mm-hmm.
now you don't want a mama's boy because
mm-hmm.
a mama boy never grows up.
Never.
Okay?
Never.
Now he uses mother for excuses not moving forward
mm-hmm.
in his
mm-hmm.
life.
Mm-hmm.
All right? So mm-hmm. you don't want one of those. You want a man that their mother had a close, affectionate mother and son bond, which was based on a healthy romantic attachment with
mm-hmm.
the father, all right?
Yes.
So you want a man that is going to be able to respect you as a woman and treat you with respect, but also be able to provide for the household, that
That's
you're
true.
Not taking care of him.
No, no. Oh, no, that's not in the plan, never have been, never will be. And,
okay.
No,
right,
but I...
you don't want the mama's boy.
No.
Right, because you don't want the mama's boy. No, I cut the mama's boy. That the mama has to do everything for him.
Mm-hmm.
Right, so he never developed, so he would never develop to become a man because the mother enabled him from growing to become
that's
a
true.
Man.
That's true.
Okay.
Yeah, well, yeah,
so
we won't say we looking for the mama's boy. Right.
Right.
We do want one that loves his mom because the ones that don't like their moms, they don't like women, period. No matter how they try to pretend, they have a thing. And you go through life, and if you've experienced, you recognize it very quickly. So I like those that, yeah, no, you're right about the mama's boy. The mama's boy is not given the opportunity to grow. They're going to be there forever, okay? One thing I can say about my sister and brother-in-law, they just celebrated their 60th anniversary, and she don't get in any of her kids' stuff. I'll say, well, so-and-so and so-and-so and so, I don't know, I don't ask them that. Well, so-and-so, I don't know, I don't ask them that. Whatever they share, whatever they want to bring with her, but she don't get in their stuff. That is one mother that you don't have to worry about. Them daughter-in-laws, and to be honest with you, every nephew, other mate looks just like my sister. Mm-hmm. They got the same type
mm-hmm.
of, you understand, they have the same type of demeanor, same type of... personalities and stuff. And you're right. Men will seek out women like their mothers. But
mm-hmm.
she does not interfere in their relationships. She won't get there.
Mm-hmm.
She won't put her opinion in. She said they have to work it out. They have to
right.
work it out. You know, that's their lives. And I tell her, I said, oh, my God, 60 years. And when you're with somebody that long, you begin to look alike. But they don't
right.
think, yeah, you look alike, you think alike, But I told my brother-in-law, you need to open up a university. Mm-hmm. You need to put some training out there because they don't make them like him anymore. And she knew how to select, too, because all she has to do is raise her eyebrow and say, I. And whatever it is, she got it. And it's been like that for over 60 years. And I've watched that, you know. I watch mm-hmm. They're going to get into their little disputes and stuff, and they'll go. But that's what it's all about. But 60 years is a long time, but they look like. Mm-hmm. But she will mm-hmm. not interfere with the daughter or the son's stuff.
Yep. All right. So now we're going to move on, Miss Linda, to the next
okay.
segment of this. All right. So now we okay. just talked about why men choose women like their mother, right?
Okay.
So now we're going to... Now we're going to go into the dating aspect of the relationship, right?
Okay.
So now when a man is dating you and someone else, right? So, and this is before, because we're going to go into, you know, why men, you know, why the marriage and all of that. So we're going to go in it, but we're going to stick with this because we have a lot of women out there that have been in situation or are in situation when men are out there dating you and someone else.
Mm-hmm.
Right. So there's nothing worse than feeling like the guy I'm dating has his heart or eyes set on someone else.
Mm-hmm.
I've been there, and I refuse to sit by and accept it because while you are torn between two women, I am tearing myself up inside. I am tearing myself up inside. Mm-hmm. Now, this was the woman at the end, right?
Mm-hmm.
It's completely unfair and a total BS. So now I live by one simple rule. If another woman has aroused your interest, you should be with her.
Mm-hmm.
Right? So number one, I'm not just an option. I won't be made to feel like I'm just some respectable girlfriend. I should feel like you're with me because you want to be with me 100%. Not like you're sort of going with the flow to see what happens and who might come along.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and they say, hell with that. I won't stand for that. Now, they call this gaslighting, right?
Okay.
So gaslighting is a term used that you're with this person and he's doing everything as if you guys was in a relationship.
Mm-hmm.
But there's no commitment, mm-hmm. right? Then number two, if you wanted me, really wanted me, you would be torn. Now, if you wanted a real relationship with me and you really loved me, you would never be torn between me and another woman.
Mm-hmm.
Sure, you've seen plenty of attractive women, and maybe you even had little crutches, but that's harmless. Now, if you're feeling like you're unsure about me because there's someone else on your horizon, then you really check out of our relationship.
Mm.
That means that you're not really engaging in that person. You are just there. The number three, the best dating relationship advice that anybody can give is I call Relationship Hero. It's a site where highly trained relationship coaches get your situation, and help you accomplish what you want. They
mm-hmm.
help you through complicated and difficult love situations, like deciphering missed signals, getting over in a breakup, or anything else you worry about. Now, you immediately connect with an awesome coach on text or over the phone in minutes. So if anybody out there needs, you know, that relationship coach, you know, go to that the Relationship Hero. Now, number four. Now, sometimes you want, you think that, you know, you want her more. Now, Johnny just once said, if you love two people at the same time, choose the second. Because if you really love the first one.
Really? Okay.
You say choose the second one. Because if you really love the first one, you wouldn't have fallen for the second.
Okay. Right? Okay, that makes sense.
Because like I tell my clients, anytime your partner is cheating on you, there's one or two things is happening. One of the things can be is that you're not sexual compatible, meaning that the sex in a relationship is not 100%. There's something missing, right? Because sometimes your partner may want you to do some sexual, you know, activities that you're not into. And vice versa. So a man or a woman, they're going to step out of relationship and get their needs met. Right? And then the second thing is could be the person outgrown that relationship.
Right.
People come in our life for different reasons and different seasons. Sometimes it has come to help us go through a situation. Then it can be a spiritual thing. And then the last thing will be a lifetime. That person will always be in your life no matter what happens. Right? Yes. So number five, I'm not a contestant on The Bachelor. I am not going to stand here trying to get you to commit to me or want me more than the other woman. I refuse to turn my dating life into a competition.
Right.
No man is worth that. Okay? Now, I'm talking to the women right now. Now, you should see that this is number six. You should see my values without me pointing them out. Now, if you really want to be with me, you'll stay because you see how valuable I am.
Yes.
You won't need reminders. If you do, it's actually better than you leave. I'm not going to try to sell myself to you if you don't know how great we can be. By now, you never will be.
That's right.
And honestly, you don't deserve to know. Number seven, start pushing your way. If you're getting close to another woman, instead of trying to make you stay with me, I'll be pushing you away. This is because I know I reach a point where I feel like it's actually better not being with you than sitting around and waiting for our relationship to crash and burn.
Yes.
Now, number eight, I won't waste my time. Now, if you think you can leave me hanging while you decide if you want to be with me or the other woman, you're dreaming. I don't want to waste my time. And since I've been in this situation before, or more than one occasion, no less, I know how it is. I get dumped so the guy can chase down his other attraction. Number nine. Now, if you stay, how can I be sure you're feeling for her or over? You clearly have feelings for him. Otherwise, you wouldn't have been torn between us. That if you decide to stick with me, there's nothing going to evaporate. I always be worried that you won't be able to fight them. Well, she really be out of your life. I don't want to go crazy wondering all these things. Because we as women, we're very intuitive. We know when our partner's lying. And we even know when he's messing around. And sometimes we don't say anything. But we know, right? Now, number 10, actually not about her. Your heart isn't committed to me. It's obviously got room for someone else. Even if you never touch the other woman, your feelings for her are a sign that you're over our relationship.
Mm-hmm.
Or we never fully in it in the beginning. So why not just end this now? It will be so much better for the both of us. Now, women, I'm talking to you right now. If you are in any of these types of relationships where you have, or in even not even a committed relationship, or if you think you're in a committed relationship and your partner is stepping out on you emotionally, and sometimes out there physically, right? Now, number 11, I dread the idea of you settling. Now, we don't want to settle, right? Sometimes it's hard to get out of a relationship in order to be with someone else. There's always that fear of ruining a great thing.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe you felt that, which means you probably thought you should just stay put in the relationship. But you worry that you're going to be settling for the relationship, even though a part of you wants to go out and be with someone else. So you dread that so much and don't want to be in a relationship like that. So it's not fair to you. Number 12, you want great love and you can't give that to you. And I'm going to say it this way. I want great love and you can't give that to me.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I'm so much more than a body to warm your bed. I'm so much more than someone to keep you company. I want a great love, not just any old relationship. And if you can't give that to me because you're eyeing out someone else, then I don't want to be with you. Now, ladies, you know, it's going to take a lot of courage and honesty on your part. Because then when you're in a relationship with a man that is out there dating you and someone else, you're not getting the full package.
Mm-hmm.
You're hoping and wondering one day that he would change his mind. Right? So we're going to move on. So we have time to go to the next thing.
Yeah, we got 15 minutes. So, yeah, we got about 15 minutes. We can wrap it. If not, we can always catch it next. But we got about 15 here.
Oh, yeah. So this is a three-part segment.
Okay. Okay.
So now we're going to talk about 9 smart strategies to make him choose you over another woman.
Mm.
Okay? So now a man loves life and choose of a partner and totally up to him. You know, but in our world we say the woman chooses the man, right?
Mm-hmm.
Now, it is not easy to say why a man chooses one woman over another. There are several factors involved. But keep one thing in mind. Men want their partners to be compatible with them in different ways. It doesn't mean that attraction and choosing the right woman should be a complicated game, which it's not. They want it to be simple and straightforward. You just have to genuinely love him and show it through your actions. Okay? So, with that being said, now we're going to talk about some powerful strategies to make him choose you. Number one, so ladies, get your pens out. Show your compatibility. Choosing a partner is about compatibility. A man will choose a woman who is compatible with him emotionally, socially, and sexually. Now, the emotional connection is a major factor because this is what differentiates between a romantic partner and a woman who is just friends with him. You have to develop a close emotional connection and be straightforward about your feelings. Men don't like to guess. So if you are clear about how you feel about him, chances are you know how to make him choose you over the other woman. Now, another important factor is social compatibility. It means that you are able to fit into his social circle, and you don't have a problem hanging out with his friends or meeting his family. Now, finally, the physical and the sexual compatibility also count. When you move past the touch barrier, your levels of the intimacy and the affection will also decide whether he wants to be with you or not.
Okay.
Keep all these things in mind. If you believe that you are compatible with him in every way, then show him your compatibility by being more open and hanging out with him sometimes. Don't overdo it or fake it anything because he loses interest. Just keep it natural and simple. Number two, show your uniqueness. Now, being in a competition like these doesn't feel great. Don't be needy or try to get his attention all the time. Just be honest about who you are. Let him see your real personality instead of being like someone else. When you are confident in your own body, style, and attitude, it will radiate on your face and grab his attention. Number three, be a challenge. Being a challenge may sound different than being straightforward about your feelings. You have to understand that being straightforward doesn't mean that you have to be desperate and spend a lot of time with him. Sure, let him know that you like him, but hold up. Your self-esteem and your value.
Mm-hmm.
You have to stay in place. Have your own life, work, and activities. Be confident and let him choose you. Don't force him or seek his attention all the time. When you are content with your life, you become a challenge he wants to explore. Then it will be he who would want to spend time with you. Number four, Make connection with him. Now, building a strong connection with your man is much more important and deeper than physical attraction.
Mm-hmm.
That when you can talk to someone about a lot of different things, laugh together, share interests, or a hobby, and share beliefs and values, you can build a strong connection with this person. Now, it will help you in the long run because a relationship stays warm and alive on the basis of these connections. Now, if you have such a connection with him, try not to focus on the fact that there is another woman in the picture.
Mm-hmm.
Now, as hard as it might seem right now to focus on your relationship with him and not think about how to make him want you more than his girlfriend, try to focus on these connections. Number five, get to know your enemy.
Mm-hmm.
Now, the other woman is not your enemy in the literal sense. She also wants to be with him just like you. So, instead of making judgments, try to get close to her. This is where you have to be smart. Get to know her and her family. Try to make her talk about him and evaluate her feelings. Number six, make her lose interest. Now, the next big step here is to see what's turned her off about a man. See if he can find any weak spots and make her lose interest in him. Number seven, be attractive. You don't have to be extremely beautiful to get your man's attention. You just have to present your best self and be attractive to make him choose you over the other woman. Look fresh, healthy, and wear clothes that are not only flattering on you or on your body, but also comfortable.
Mm-hmm.
Besides being physically attractive, own your female body and show him that you are a strong, beautiful, and confident woman. Your confidence will make you look attractive. That doesn't, and when I said that, be confident, in your body, it doesn't, you don't have to be small, skinny, shapely. Just be who you are and have confidence in that.
Mm-hmm.
All right? And then number eight, compassion and kindness is very important. Besides focusing on your physical beauty, work on the best qualities and value you have. When you treat people around you with kindness and respect, mm-hmm. it will leave a positive impression on him. Be compassionate to your family, love your friends, mm-hmm. and people close to you. Then you would not need to try to win his heart. Men tend to see women who is socially empathetic.
Mm.
Number nine, know how to have fun. As you get to know him better, see what are the things he likes. For instance, if he loves music and you are also a music lover, go to a concert together or plan activities you both like. It doesn't mean that you have to pretend to like things he loves.
Mm-hmm.
Just do some of the things you both like. And I think that's one of the things of a healthy relationship is have some kind of compatibility that you guys can do things together that you both love, and then you can go your separate ways and still have fun.
Mm-hmm.
Because no one who wants to be under their mate 24/7.
No. Like, back to glory. That's true. Yes, yes, you're absolutely correct.
Yes, because you still want to have your own individuality when you are able to go out there and do the things that you love. And then once you guys come together, then you guys can do the things you both love.
Right, and then you can compare and think about them and see how you can switch them up. But on that note, we're on number nine, and that's know how to have fun and plan activities together. So if we're breaking down into three sections, we can pick up next week on number 10 and then flow it on into the next topic. Is that what you'd like to do?
Yeah, and the next topic would be what a man wants in a woman.
Okay.
What he wants to marry.
What do a man want in a woman? Okay.
He wants to marry.
And a woman. Okay, I'm writing this down because, you know, I'm always saying, okay, remind me again, but I'm going to stop that. I have to keep this memory going that he wants to marry.
Yes.
To marry. But on that note, Stephen Haynes, author of The Healing of the Wound, Starting in the Wound, and everything comes from the wound and the loving and the nurturing and what you share with us. We've gone through a lot of things here. Going with the confidence and the connection and always be a challenge. You know, I like that part because I like to be a challenger. I'm a challenger. Not being an ugly one, but the last one about, you know, knowing how to have fun. But the most important that you talked about was that kindness and care and how you treat others and how he see how you treat others, you know. And that's very, very important. And I'll say this. I will always say, and the same for him, not only just the woman, the man, because a man's family will treat you the way he treats you, and vice versa. So, it's a behavior pattern, an action pattern, and everybody is always on stage, and especially when you're around that family. Because they're checking you out, you're checking them out, and that goes on both sides, you know. And then you pick up on the families that I remember. My husband and I, we were very stunning. We'd walk in a room and people stopped eating. We were just that stunning. And he would go back and tell his family, oh, we did this and we did that and we did that and we did that. So he had an aunt. She'd say, well, I just get so sick and tired of my nephew talking about what he did this. I say, you're not sick of that. I say, you've been knowing him all his life. I say, what was bothering you is he just not talking about he now. He's talking about we. Okay? I had to shut him down. So it's observation on both sides, but he don't have to speak on me because I stand on my own. I said, but you know your nephew, and he's been talking about his stuff since he was born. But what's bothering you, Auntie, is that he's now not only talking about me, he's talking about we. So get used to it, okay? Oh, yeah. So the behavior, the way that the treatments go out there, what we observe, the kindness is very, very important. And I like the points that you've given us on the women. You know, I'm not a contestant on The Bachelor. I like that. Yep. Why should you do it? And if you can't see my values, then you don't deserve to be around them. But on that note, Stephanie, you know I'm taking notes over here. And listeners, you'll be back with us again. Next week we're going to speak about what do a man want and a woman that he wants to marry. What is he looking for? So on that note, Stephanie Haynes, we're going to wish you and tell you thank you, thank you, thank you again. We will be getting in touch. Listeners, this is Tell It Tuesday, and you know Stephanie always has something to tell you. So if you're running out of paper and pencil over there, after this show, just back, get your supply journals and keep a journal because this information is very, very, very vital. And it's coming from a very, very wise woman that believes in doing her research and taking the action. Stephanie, we love you. Thank you so much for being with us, okay?
Thank you, Ms. Linda.
Thank you. Have a lovely evening. I'm just going to take us out with Luther. Talk to you.
I can say for certain that it's true. There's a chance for me and you. I surely feel like the time is near. The picture in my mind is very clear. I think love has brought us here. I remember not too long ago, I was just a lonely person with a lonely heart. Yeah, and I was hoping there could one day be a chance. Nothing hurts as bad as when you see you gave up too easily. Now I remember spending all my time on a dream that kept me wishing that you could be mine. Yeah, and I was hoping there could one day a chance, whoa, for me to
get the love
that I've been missing.
Sometimes love
takes a long time, but
wait for love
and you're gonna get the chance
to love.
Wait for love, wait for love, oh never stop believing there could one day be a chance for me to
get the love
that I've been missing.
Sometimes love
takes a long time, but
wait for love
and you're gonna get your
chance to love.
Wait for love.
Collaborate.
They want
to. We give. Showing others how to live.